Hello?
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Harley?
This is her.
Hi, my name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What is this for?
It's a survey. It's just for women. But we're asking now, you know, it's interesting. You find it interesting.
Yeah, I am female.
Thank you. And what year was your date of birth? I got 1999. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race, if I may ask? Thank you. Okay. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, positive or negative?
I hope for the best.
So positive, correct?
Yeah.
Your own future. How do you feel about your own future? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. How about the future of the planet? How do you feel about that?
It's positive.
Okay, thank you. I like that. Positive. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. You can use the number between 0 and 10.
Probably 6.
Okay. Thank you. And now, of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you a list. Stop me when you get to one that you feel that is one of the three most important to you, to young women, to all young women in the U.S. today. Gun violence, education, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, crime. Immigration.
Fine.
That's one. Okay, thank you. Immigration. Mental health.
Mental health.
Thank you. Climate change. National security. Abortion access. Student loans and health care. That's the last one. I just need one more. Which one
probably, you said abortion access?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most, that is most important to you? I'm going to reach another list. Stop me when I get to one of the three that you feel is the most important to you, you prioritize most. Having or caring for children, improving or maintaining mental health.
Mental health.
Thank you. Hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, relationship like romantic, partnership, or friendships, your education, economic security and financial independence.
That one.
Thank you. Advancing in your career.
That one.
Thank you. Okay, now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. To your identity, which is the most important traits that you feel are to your identity? Your role in relationship, like being a mom, a caregiver, wife, friend. That's one. Starting when we get to the three that you feel that are the most important traits to you. Your hobbies or interests. Being a woman. Being young. Being a member of your racial ethnic group. Your profession. Your sexual orientation. being American.
Being American.
Thank you. Being a spiritual or religious belief. Your personality.
Personality.
Okay, I need one more. The first one was your role in relationships, like being a mom, a caregiver, a wife, a friend.
The that second one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, that's one. Anger, frustration, exhaustion.
Frustration.
Thank you. Exhaustion is the next one. Dread, disappointment, sadness, pride, and hope.
Disappointment.
Thank you. Okay, now, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements. Tell me which one is the one that comes closest to the way you feel, your opinion. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement do you come closest to your opinion out of those three?
B.
Thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to read you another name. This is a factor that you believe there is to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. Corporate money has too much influence. That's number one.
Yes.
Not enough. Thank you. I need three of them. Okay. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Division and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Systematic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Too many old white men in power. The two-party system. I need two more. Which one would you give me? You gave me one. I need two more out of those.
You what was them?
Which one?
The second one?
The second one was... I'm sorry. Give me one second. Okay. The second one was not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Yes.
Okay. And I need one more. Let me see. You may choose up to three there. The next one was division and gridlock between the political parties. Power
exactly.
Hunger. Thank you. Okay. Now, how much... do you trust the Parliament to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The Supreme Court. A lot, somewhat, a little, somewhat. Thank you. How about your city government? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Did you say the state?
Yeah, your city government, where you live.
Oh, a little.
A little. How about community organizations like... non-profit, grassroots coalitions. A lot. Okay, thank you. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. How about Congress? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. Ballot initiative, they propose laws that the public votes on directly. Ballot initiative. How about that? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your state government. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. Okay, now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petition, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated? Be more motivated, you know, to indicate how it affects your motivation to help and act change. Okay. Very motivated or somewhat motivated?
Very.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus communities, customers, and deny them services. Did that make you more motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated?
Motivated to make change.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Would that make you more motivated, somewhat motivated, or not at all motivated, or very motivated?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers or students.
Very
would that make
motivated.
You? Thank you. Okay. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Voting in elections. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Volunteer for an advocacy organization. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
No. Thank you. And boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely. No. Not very likely or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Signing a petition. Very likely, somewhat likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest. Very likely, somewhat likely. Not very likely, not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Very likely, not
somewhat
likely.
Likely.
Thank you. About advocacy. Now I got to learn that one. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. The first one is you didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You did not have time to vote. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know enough
That's
about
the only
candidates.
Time not voting.
You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting
that No, I didn't like the either candidate. That's the only time I didn't vote.
Okay. But I'm going to need three, so think of something else that might have stopped you, okay? Now, you told me the candidates did not represent your values. The other one is you did not know enough about the candidates. The other one is voting doesn't change things that matter to you, and your mail-in ballot did not arrive in time. What would you give me?
No, it's just that one.
It's just that one? You may choose after three. Let me say something. Okay, let me continue. That's okay. Yes, that one is enough. That's good.
Yeah, because it's
Thank
up
you.
To three. That's the only time I didn't vote.
Yes, it is up to three. You're correct. I was saying you got to give me a three, but it's not. That's not right. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. that makes you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage more.
A lot more, just a little more.
Just a little more.
Thank you. How about the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program? However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and insurance balances don't grow for unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so that we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A lot more.
Thank you. We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We are proving that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a lot more.
A little more?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you. Okay, now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. National TV news station, TikTok, international news outlet, Instagram, news or information articles online, YouTube, Facebook, podcast, local TV news station, Twitter.
Local TV news station and news apps.
Thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to news, current events, hobbies, tips, or hacks. Health, beauty, hobbies, tips, and hacks.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was saying goodnight to my kid.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, you're okay. News and current events.
News and current events. The other one is health, beauty, and self-care. Humor, memes, business, finance, sports, music, government, politics, shows, movies, science, and technology.
Technology.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
Bachelor's
degree.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go for the master. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight?
Yes.
Two, lesbian? That one? Okay, thank you. And we almost done, by the way. Thank you so much for your patience. You've been great. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither right now.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, staying-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, a Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not able to vote?
Oh, no, I didn't. I couldn't decide.
Okay, so you did not vote?
Mm-mm.
Were you too young, or you just didn't vote because you couldn't decide on who to vote for?
I didn't like either of them.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999. $25,000 to $34,999. $35,000 to $44,000.
That one.
$44,000. That one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You've been great. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great night. Thank you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
Me too.
Thank you. Bye. Wow. Hey, a prick. Hey, go ahead. We'll laugh at that.